Tadej Pogacar claims his fourth Strade Bianche title after a stunning near 80-kilometer solo effort, making him the first rider to secure three consecutive victories. However, he faces a formidable new rival in Paul Seixas, who impressively stays close during pivotal moments of the race. Pogacar acknowledges Seixas's talent, stating, "He showed that he can ride a bike, and he can ride under pressure. He's a big machine." Seixas's performance raises eyebrows as he nearly closes the gap on Pogacar during the challenging Monte Sante Marie sector. Pogacar realizes the need to push harder to maintain his lead, ultimately succeeding in his mission. This race marks a significant moment for both riders, with Pogacar solidifying his dominance, while Seixas proves he is a serious contender for the future.